at a very young age, I decided that I really, really wanted to do something. I really wanted to be big and muscular, even though I was the smallest kid in my class growing up. I was a small, skinny, scrawny kid who grew up on a farm, grew up raising animals for food, and I always had these dreams of being like He-Man, like this big, strong person to spread positive messages to other people. And I think what I was able to do was really believe in myself at a young age, in a time when a lot of people don't. We question whether we're good enough, whether we're strong enough, whether we're smart enough, whether we're talented enough, whether our family or our friends or teachers will believe in us. And for whatever reason, I was able to actually do that, wholeheartedly believe in my ability to do something that was meaningful to me. And so I found passion in it. I found meaning in it. Mm-hmm. And I think when we do that, we can propel ourselves to do whatever we want to do. And I just decided to take that feedback, like, yeah, right, you're going to be a bodybuilder? Come on. I mean, you're so skinny, you're so scrawny. On top of that, you're vegan. There's just no chance. You should do something else, you know, be a runner, do something that's more fitting. But I used all of that as some sort of fuel, some sort of motivation, something to inspire me, hold myself accountable, and to prove everybody wrong. And that's been a lifelong journey.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, because who could ever think that a scrawny kid could end up being, you know, somebody with all this muscle? And I guess that's kind of what probably delights you in standing up on those stages and showing off your muscles.